What's up? Welcome to a new episode. Hey you, it's me again. It's been a while. I feel like I said this a lot this year. Even people are starting to tell me like, bro, your uploading schedule changed. You're not so persistent anymore. Like when I started this whole thing here, I was used to like upload sometimes 2 episodes a week, but at least 1 episode a week. This was crazy. It was like thinking back to it, it feels like it's ages ago. It feels so far away. And the other day I just scrolled through my podcast feed on Spotify. And I saw that there were not so many new episodes this year, and especially not episodes with people, something that, really didn't happen in the last year. And the point why I'm talking about it is it's so weird to accept change. And I catch myself so often doing it, that I want to fight against change, that I want to act like change is not happening, because when things are changing, it's scary. Because something that you are used to, that, I don't know, a routine that you build yourself, something that happens all the time because of some whatever reason it is, if this doesn't happen anymore, it's weird. And it scares us, me. So I catch myself often beating myself up because of this podcast here, telling myself, oh, you're not doing episodes anymore. Oh, now you had to change into English for whatever reason. I don't know why I'm talking English now, but it just feels like I have to do it. But the whole time I'm judging myself and saying like, hey, bro, is it really the right idea to do it in English? What if nobody listens to you anymore now? And all these sorts of like bullshit is going through my head. And kind of this is already what I want to talk about today. Compassion. This constant self-destruction that is happening like within me, and I see it with so many people around me. It's so insane to see so many people, all of us, struggle with self-compassion or compassion in general, I feel like. It's so difficult to, I would say, first stage, have compassion for other people, but this can be easy. But having compassion for yourself, Jesus Christ, it's difficult. It's heavy to be nice to yourself, to not be an asshole towards yourself. It's challenging, I would say. And it is challenging to me to this fucking day. Maybe just looking back on the weekend that just passed by. Maybe I throw in that point. Like my girlfriend is, she got her period. It happens at the beginning of the month, often. And there's this saying that when girls hang out a lot with each other, that their periods like align and they have the same like cycle. And I feel like because I hang out so much with my girlfriend, that this happened to me as well. That whenever she gets like her period and everything that's involved with that, feeling like emotionally down, sad, energy less or something, I feel like this happens to me. And I struggle a lot with accepting that. I struggle so much with giving myself a break of being like, bro, like the last 2 weeks you just went around motherfucking Berlin and did the coolest shit out there, met great people, had insane parties and ideas and work. I made money, like everything was cool. And then there's a stage where I don't feel good. And instead of being like, hey, bro, it's okay to not feel good. Chill. Take it easy, man. Give yourself a hug. Cry a bit maybe if you need to, but it's okay feeling not okay. But man, can't do it. Actually, I don't want to say I can't do it. I would say I handled it a lot better this time than a lot of other times that this occurred. For example, I was able to, when was it? On Sunday. It was the Gestrandet closing party location that we had a lot of fun this summer with. It was the last event. And while being on the dance floor, I kind of realized, it's time for me to leave. I gotta go. Because I felt like too many people. I don't want to hear music anymore. I don't want to dance. So I jumped on my bike, and the whole time I tried to pretend that I'm okay. The whole time I was just fighting with myself. On the inside, I felt broken. I just felt sad, felt like crying. And on the outside, I felt like, I wanted to act like someone that got his shit together. I was on my bike, like riding through town. And at some stage, I just couldn't do it anymore. I was like, this is not okay. What are you doing here? And then I called up my girlfriend. She's at home at the moment. And the internet connection is really bad. But I managed to get her on FaceTime. And I just had to tell her that I don't feel okay. And it was so difficult for me to get to this point because I felt so ashamed of it. I felt so, oh man, I don't want to be a burden to her. I don't want to, like, empty out in front of someone and, like, be like, oh, I don't feel all right. And as soon as I started doing it, as soon as I really, like, showed vulnerability towards her, I started crying. Like, tears were just running down my face. And it felt so freeing. It felt so good to be this little sad boy sitting on a staircase somewhere in Berlin, FaceTiming his girlfriend, being like, hey, I'm not okay. I'm not feeling all right. I don't know what it is, but it's really difficult to be with myself at the moment. And by allowing myself to be weak in front of her, it was so freeing. It was so good. And yesterday, the same thing kind of happened. I drove to the office and I still felt like miserable in a way. I felt sad and everything was so negative. And then I kind of went through it by myself. Like Instagram and WhatsApp were broken as well. So it kind of was like the universe like showing me like, bro, you like today, yesterday you were able to call your girlfriend. Today you gotta like just deal with it by yourself. And I really try to just be nice, to just take it easy, to not be too heavy on me and not beat myself up. Like, I'm really a person that I want to accomplish a lot. I want to be productive. I want to achieve. I want to do things. I want to be efficient, something that's so crucial in my head. I want to do things, and while doing them, I want to do them the best and most efficient way possible. Even though I'm just starting something, it already is so much pressure of, you do it, you gotta do it good. And I catch myself so often to just be too bad. Like, like, bro, come on. Like, don't be so difficult to yourself. And recently I catch myself having this conversation with me quite often that I feel like, hey, talk nicer. You can talk to yourself. We all do it. We all have these weird voices in our head that try to tell us so many things all the time. But having this voice talking in a more calm, more loving way changes everything. And that's why I call this episode today Compassion, because I feel like it's something that I want to implement so much more into myself, my day. Is, for example, another huge thing is that looking on my past, looking on like the podcast episodes or something that I produced here, the work that I did in the last 3 years that led up to the point which makes me sit here. I hustled a lot. I worked a lot by myself in front of the computer, driving through Germany, making podcast episodes, doing everything myself. Like, pretty much everything that I published or did or happened because I pushed myself to do it. There were times where I was showering every single morning in a cold shower, meditating, journaling, writing to-do lists, pressuring myself so much into a person that just wants to achieve, to be, to blow up, to make money, whatever it is. I was striving so much after things. And I didn't realize so often that it's so unhealthy to fight all the time, to not have the compassion to be like, hey bro, chill. You don't have to run today. You don't have to run every day. I would say it's a dance with the devil. I would say I'm dancing with the devil. Kind of, yeah, from the point where I started walking around outside being like, hey, I want to be my own boss. I want to do my own stuff. And then there's this constant dance of, like, how do I live a healthy life? And on the other hand side, like, manage to put effort, time, and love into things that make me have, like, a comfortable, good life. Yeah, I feel like it's autumn starts. Maybe this is why as well. I always feel like in the end of the year, I don't want to say end of the year, but we're in the, how do you say, like the fourth quarter of 2021. I'm really not a person that attaches so many things to like dates and stuff, but things are changing at the moment. It's getting dark early. Like, I think we have like 8 o'clock. It's dark outside. It's cold. It's rainy. Today it rained the whole day in Berlin. I can't remember a day in the last couple of weeks where it just rained and was gray and cold. But I feel this brings so much beauty with it, because the summer was a lot of running, a lot of things that happened outside that were crazy. I had a crazy, crazy summer. I would say I had a crazy summer. And now I feel it's time to like kind of like slow down a bit again and be like, hey, the kilometers that I ran during the summer into all sorts of directions, like, where do I want to keep going? Like, what's maybe autumn, winter is kind of the time to, like, I don't know, reposition. Or you see, in my head there are so many questions. And it's so weird to just like speak them into the microphone. And like while speaking or telling you what's going on in my head, I have this this thought so much that I'm like, I must confuse other people so much, because I'm still sometimes so scared of my head jumping around from A to B and C to D and then D to whatever it is, that it's still. Or maybe we go to another point, the point back to vulnerability, like showing yourself, showing who you are. Every single episode that I'm doing here is being vulnerable. There has not been one episode or one podcast recording where I was like, okay, easy, let's just do this. piece of cake, no problem. Every time I sit on the couch or sit on the chair and I know that there's an episode going down today, I'm pushing it away from me because I don't want to do it. Because I know it's going to be like weird. I'm going to show something from myself, and I'm going to upload it to the internet. And it's not so much that I care so much about what will come back. Will the people like it? I don't think that this is so much the case anymore. The problem that I'm having is that I know it's going to be uncomfortable being the person that I'm right now, the person that speaks into the mic and just letting it flow, to not cut myself off at a point and be like, okay, this didn't sound cool. We just start over again. We just do it new. Yeah, fuck it. We don't have to upload an episode today. Just try it tomorrow. To be the confident person that says, okay, I turned this mic on, I just speak now. It's always uncomfortable, but it brings so much beauty. And I gotta say this as well, that like starting this podcast here, whatever it is to this day, I sometimes don't know myself what I created here or where this is going. I can say that it is the biggest, biggest gift I made to myself. Because lately I caught myself so often when people ask me, hey man, like, what is your podcast about? And like, why do you do it? I get this constantly, the question. And the answer I'm giving for quite some time now is that this podcast here, the mic that's in front of me, it feels like a therapy session. Like every time I sit down here and confront myself in a way, it feels healing. It feels like letting go. And I just wish for you that you find a way where you can do this. Whatever it is, however you want to express yourself. For me, I can definitely say that it is words. It's so... Oh, it's good for me to talk, to let go in words. I love to do other things with my hands and stuff, but for me, it was always the way of like letting things out through the mouth, talking. Talking always was easy for me. And I always got nice feedback from people of like, hey, I like to listen to you and your voice sounds nice. And I would say there's maybe like a talented area within myself, which allows me to express myself with words in a nice way. And maybe for you it's drawing, maybe for you it's dancing. Whatever it is, I just wish that you have something that scares you a little bit. But when you do it, you feel like, oh, I can show myself. And afterwards you feel empty. You feel like you just let go of something. And I know that when I will press the red button here and the episode stops, that this feeling will come. It always comes. And it always brings calmness. It takes some time to get to the point and be like, hey, okay, I gotta sit down and do this here now again. But it always helps me. And it's so weird because I was really able to give this to myself. So often we think that we need coaches, teachers, diplomas, books, audio in any sort of way to make us smart, to make us independent, to make us awoken. But we have so much inside of us already, like all the questions that we are asking outside constantly. We can always answer them if we like ask ourselves instead of our environment. It's scary to ask yourself. It's so easy to just like give this responsibility of answering a question away. And I catch myself so often still doing it. To not, like, instead of, like, answering myself, I just ask, like, hey, what do you want to do? And then be okay with whatever the other person says. there's beauty in that as well, to like give things away and let other people control your life sometimes. But it's really crucial to answer your own questions and not have other people answer it for you. This happens so much, so much. We give so much power away, just politicians, for example. We have so many people that we just say like, hey, okay, you wear a suit, you decide. You tell me what to do. But on the other hand side, there's so much beauty in being like, hey, I should make this decision myself. I should tell myself where I want to go, where I want to be, where I want to work, what I want to wear. So it's, there's so much beauty in that. There's beauty everywhere. Sometimes it's just, it's so much more easy to find the what's the opposite of beauty? The negative stuff, the things that are not nice. Our beast, the beast, but it doesn't really fit the beauty and the beast. You can find the beast always if you want to. But you can always find the beauty as well. Oh, it's like 20 minutes now already. I'm talking and talking. Yeah, it's really good to do this year. I feel like I said this already or made this point more than obvious that it feels really good to do this year, but it feels really good. To just let go of things and have compassion. Be nice to yourself. So difficult, but it's so beautiful. It's so, so beautiful. I just went like talked to my dad on the phone before I started the episode. And today my dad talked so much about how proud he is on himself. And I don't get this a lot from my dad, that I talk to him and he's like, hey man, I'm really proud of myself because this, this, and this, it worked out. Like, my parents had a lot of shit going on the last couple of months. They hustled. But they got to the point where they kind of ended all this hustle and now they can lay back and chill. And it was so beautiful today to hear my dad say, hey man, I'm really proud. It was difficult. It was a lot of like fighting and stuff. And maybe it was not necessary to fight so much. But looking back, I can say that I'm proud. And it was so beautiful to just sit there and hear my dad say these words. It was so nice. And it was the last point that kind of pushed me to the mic and was like, hey, your dad literally just called you and showed compassion towards himself. Now go to the mic and talk about some compassion, because I have this title in my podcast uploading schedule app for like 1 or 2 weeks now. And yet today is Compassion Day. Yeah, and all these words that I just shared, if there's one thing that I can just leave for the end, sum it up with, it's really just have some compassion. Be a bit nicer. And I swear, life becomes so much more easy. If there's just a bit of compassion, there's no need to fight. Because it's just okay to misunderstand sometimes, to fight, to be sad or angry, misunderstood. All these things that are so heavy on us, they're okay when they are there. They go away. And this is the point. Most of the times when there's compassion and acceptance for these circumstances, they just dissolve. They just go away. And then they come back at some stage. But they will go away again. Yeah, and that's it kind of for today, I would say. It felt good to do this. Yeah, and I don't have so much more to share. I'm just opening my arms super wide and giving you a virtual hug to wherever you are right now. However you're feeling, whatever you're doing, there's a big hug from Berlin into your direction. And I would say we just see each other soon in the next episode. That's it. Thank you for listening. And see you soon. Bye-bye.